Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. You may also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to hook up on Skype. It'll sound really great if you do, typically. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Mark is out at his fireman's thing that he does usually like once a month. So that is where he will be tonight. We'll probably not be hearing from him. Which just means more time for you to get your thoughts on the airwaves, should you choose. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Bradley Manning to be sentenced tomorrow morning. And it's not looking good if the requests for sentences from the prosecution and the defense in the case are any indicator of how they are expecting this judge to decide. Let me give you the story here from The Guardian. The government in the U.S. has urged a military judge to sentence Bradley Manning to 60 years in prison, is basically the rest of his life, arguing that the soldier who leaked a huge collection of classified documents to WikiLeaks, quote, deserves to spend the majority of his remaining life in custody.
Yeah, if Bradley Manning was aware of what he was, the kind of threat that he was putting himself into, it just speaks to what a courageous guy he was. I mean, I feel like him and Edward Snowden saw evil that they couldn't live with, and they just had to do
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if only more people were like that, then maybe these guys wouldn't be targeted so harshly. The request was made by military lawyers yesterday in the final stages of the soldier's court-martial for leaking hundreds of thousands of documents. The judge, Colonel Denise Lind, said she will start deliberations today. They have announced since then that the verdict will be coming tomorrow at 10 in the morning. Manning was found guilty last month of 20 counts, 7 under the Espionage Act, but acquitted of the most serious charge of aiding the enemy. In recent weeks, a series of sentencing hearings, the prosecution and defense have been lobbying the judge over the severity of punishment that the 25-year-old soldier should face. Captain Joe Morrow, military prosecution lawyer, told the court that there may not be a soldier in the history of the U.S. who had shown such an extreme disregard for U.S. security interests. He said that Manning's actions created a grave risk to the U.S., disrupting diplomatic missions and endangering the lives of civilians and soldiers when he downloaded and leaked classified documents while stationed in Iraq in 2010. Although, from what I understand, there's no real evidence of that, from my understanding of the case, that they never really did prove that anything that he released in any way put somebody's life in jeopardy.
No, I'm not aware of any either.
But that's their claim. And whether it's persuasive to this judge or not will remain to be seen here. The defense did not propose a specific sentence, but cautioned the judge against giving the Army private an overly punitive term that failed to take into account his vulnerable state and prevented him from rebuilding his life. So this defense attorney, David Coombs, did, however, say the prison term should not exceed 25 years, the period of time after which many of the documents he released would automatically have been declassified. So this is not a real strong position coming from his defense attorney, and I think that's what's got a lot of people down, not really looking forward to tomorrow's verdict.
Sure. They're asking for 25 years.
I mean, that's this defense attorney's basically not asking for anything in particular, saying maximum 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the ideal, to me, if somebody asks me what the sentence should be on a case, and it's my case, I'm going to say time served, because I want to get out, right? And why not go all the way? I guess maybe the defense attorney just feels like, if he suggests something so small that it'll be insulting to the judge, and somehow that'll make it less likely that she'll go there, but...
Yeah, I think I can see that.
I guess that's the only real reason why somebody wouldn't push for the best possible solution. I mean, to me, that's what I would do. I would never say to some judge, yeah, 25 years. Don't go any higher than 25 years. The dude's already been in jail for 3 years, basically, awaiting trial. So time served would be a 3-year sentence, essentially, at this point. you know, put him on probation or something like that for a few years after that if you feel it necessary. But again, they didn't ever really prove their case that that he put anybody in danger. Manning's defense counsel did suggest 25 years. Morrow said Manning repeatedly abused his security clearance when he had access to Army IT systems, saying that each day he had access to a classified computer was an opportunity for the soldier to stick his finger in the eye of the classification system. He added that the soldier's crimes were, quote, egregious enough to warrant 60 years. The U.S. does not make this request lightly. He also recommended Manning receive a dishonorable discharge and a $100,000 fine, as well as a minimum of 60 years in prison. He said Manning deserves to spend the majority of his remaining life there. He faces a maximum sentence of 90 years in prison, although few military experts believe he'll be sentenced to the full amount. The soldier is expected to be sentenced on Wednesday, so that's tomorrow at 10 a.m., and certainly we will keep you in the loop as to what happens.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do if I was Bradley Manning and I was there and I saw what he saw, the gunship murders and so forth. I'm pretty sure that I would be way too scared to do what he did. I would keep it to myself and I don't know, try and get out as a matter of conscience, but I wouldn't do to myself what he did to himself on behalf of the American people.
Now, you were in the military.
Yeah, I was for 4 years, and I felt like the Marine Corps is an exceptional organization. It attracts some of the greatest minds and some of the most spirited and energetic people in the country. But I was beginning my turn towards anarchism, voluntarism then, and I felt like that I, on my own, could build a better life than being a part of that organization, no matter how large it was.
Were you in a military family? What led you to the Marines in the first place?
Good question, Ian. My father was a Marine. He was a lieutenant in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
He was an infantry officer. And that's why I picked the Marine Corps, because Dad was in, and also I think for the same reasons that Dad picked the Marine Corps, because they had the best uniforms.
Is that right?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Does that help with the women?
Sure, sure. Yeah. They've got these these sharp dark blue dress uniforms. You know, the Army, they're all in green and so forth, and I don't know, the Air Force has got some nice stuff, but the Marine Corps beats them. And the Marine Corps, the non-commissioned officers rate swords. They get to carry swords as part of their dress uniform. So that was, I didn't know that at the time, but yeah, the officers in the other branches, they have swords, but only in the Marine Corps does the lowly enlisted man get to carry one.
What was your rank when you got done?
I was a corporal when I got out. That's an E4.
And how many years?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Were you ever involved in any kind of Marine justice system instances? Did you know anything about that while you were there? Was it something you were completely unaware of?
No, I was mostly unaware of it. I think I said on the show once when I was in boot camp, I witnessed somebody in my platoon who had it. He decided that he didn't want to do it anymore, and he refused to train. We were all of us were out in the pit. The pit is one of several sandboxes, basically, all over Parris Island in South Carolina. And it's just where if a drill instructor wanted to punish his platoon, one of the things he would do is take him out into the sand, into the pit, and just exercise them to death. So we were all out there, and this guy had enough. The drill instructors screamed and shouted at him, and then we saw a little white van pull up in the background, and a couple of military police got out and came up and handcuffed the dude and dragged him away. So I saw that, and then most of the rest of it was just slackers or DUIs, you know, some friends of mine, just common stuff, nothing extraordinary.
What are you expecting tomorrow from the Bradley Manning sentence? You're welcome to share your thoughts with us here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The prosecution says he wants the judge to set an example with Manning. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success.
operate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, more on Bradley Manning. His sentencing slated for tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'll certainly let you know more about that as we learn more. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to share your thoughts on what you expect to happen. Maybe you have some experience in the military justice system or the so-called military justice system. 855-453. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. And Johnny Ray, you and I were talking about bitcoins during the break, just by coincidence, actually. you are getting into the Bitcoin mining business.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is pretty exciting. What are you spending? I mean, do you mind talking about this a little bit? Because, like, I've done a little Litecoin mining, but only on a computer that I just happen to have. Like, it's the CAM computer here in the studio, so it was already on at all times. And uh-huh. So I mine, like, 40 kilohashes or something. It's nothing. I mean, it's literally pennies per month or something like that. But just to kind of experiment with it, I got into that a little bit. But, like, you're doing a serious business investment here, right?
I fronted 20 Bitcoins for...
Wow.
For an ASIC miner from KNC Miner. It's an operation out of Sweden. And a friend of mine and I, we're going halvesies on it, are getting a 100 gigahash miner from KNC Miner. And as I was telling you, so that 20 Bitcoins was a little over $2,000.
That's right.
And if the difficulty...
You've been saving your Bitcoins. That's good. 10%. You were putting, what, 10% of every paycheck into Bitcoins or something like that?
That's right. That's right.
Discipline, man. That's good.
Well, it was nice that we could pay with Bitcoin. That was handy for me because mm-hmm. I didn't have that much cash lying around.
Meaning you actually bought this piece of hardware, this ASIC hardware, with Bitcoins.
Right.
And so this is... I've never seen one of these things before. I mean, when I'm mining, it's a program on a Windows computer. This thing's like a computer dedicated to mining, right? It doesn't even have like a visual operating system. I mean, what does it look like?
Little
box?
Yes, it's a moderately sized white box
okay. With
fans on the back.
And any kind of monitor that you can plug into this thing? Like, how do you set the thing up?
Well, Ian, I don't know, but I think what you do is you plug it into your computer.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's how it works, is that you plug it into your computer, you run the software on your computer, and it runs the hardware.
I see.
So the miner we're getting is it hashes at 100 gigahashes per second.
Yep.
And the difficulty, if the difficulty were to remain the same as it is today, we'd be getting, according to my rudimentary calculations, I'd be getting with my half, with my 50 gigahashes per second, I'd be getting about $100 worth of Bitcoins.
That's not too shabby.
A day.
Per day.
Yeah.
So you'd pay that thing off in a month.
Right, right.
If the difficulty stayed the same, but you're saying that with the Bitcoin, the more people get in, the more difficult it is to mine, right?
Right, and I think that is something that is the difficulty is procedurally generated, mm-hmm. so that the more people are on the network and the greater the power of the network, the difficulty adjusts automatically.
Mm.
The more power, the higher the difficulty goes, so that the blocks are created at the same frequency as they were before. I think one about every 10 minutes is what they shoot for.
How long do you think this piece of hardware will be worth employing? I mean, obviously there's a constant race in the hardware world in computing to always one up everybody, right? So when you buy this thing, how long is it going to be before the next great mining rig comes out and people start running to that, and then, you know, you're behind the ball and barely mining anything with this in comparison? Like, what do you think the longevity or the lasting or staying power of this device is?
That's a very good question, Ian. I don't know. This is basically my first experience mining, but I do know that if you look, I think I went to bitcoincharts.com, maybe it was somewhere else, and there's a graph showing the increase in the difficulty over the months, and it is just, it's just shooting right up right now.
Hmm.
I don't think that's going to change. So
is this risky? I mean, getting into this? Because, well, first of all, you told me during the break that this thing's going to be placed somewhere where you and your partner are not going to have to worry about a power bill. So that would be nice, right? Because that's a big chunk of overhead for doing this normally, is when you're mining Bitcoins, you're basically, it's just a computer that's just cranking through numbers, essentially, doing calculations. And that takes a lot of energy.
Uh-huh.
So you won't have to pay for power, so that's good. You don't have any overhead besides the cost of the hardware. I guess that's going to help you, I think, in the long run here. But it's going to be an interesting experiment and see, you know, how long does it really take to pay back your investment on this.
Right. And part of my motivation and sort of the reason I think Let me start over. I do everything, Ian, kind of by the seat of my pants, and it has been a source of heartache for me often in my life.
Meaning you don't plan very much? Is that what you're suggesting there?
Right, mm-hmm. right. I don't remember where I was going with it.
How long is it going to take to pay off the $2,000? Like, have you looked into other people's experiences with, okay, yeah, we sunk $4,000 into this, and it took us 6 months or 4 months or what? I mean, what are others' experiences?
Yes, thank you. I'm hoping, you know, if the difficulty were to stay the same, then I would have I'd get my return on the investment in a month.
But we know that's not the case.
But that's not the case. So I'm hoping 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like I was telling you before, it could be me getting my return on my investment could be akin to me trying to walk across from one side of a room to the other, and the way I get there is by going half the distance. Then half the distance of that, then half the distance of that. So I get close,
never get there.
Yeah, but you never get there. Part of my motivation for
I think
doing
you'll
it,
get there because you don't have to pay for the power. Like, it seems like a more of a sure thing if somebody else is footing the power bill.
The consensus in the Bitcoin media seems to be that mining, you've kind of missed the boat on that.
So why jump in?
I did it partly to be a part of the Bitcoin network, to make the network stronger.
I see.
And yeah, to
you
just
believe. You're a believer, true believer.
I am a true believer for sure. The consensus in the Bitcoin media seems to be that you've sort of missed the boat on mining, and it's kind of like the American gold rush. The people who are making money are the guys who are like selling the mining equipment, not the people doing the
mining.
That's
a good point. Now, does this ASIC miner work for, say, Litecoins or a different kind of coin? Because Bitcoins are certainly the first, they're the original cryptocurrency, but there are many others. And Litecoin's kind of the silver to Bitcoin's gold, or so it seems, at least.
Yeah.
Could this be used for that?
I assume that it could, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you have been thinking about getting Bitcoins, you're going to need a wallet. First, go to blockchain.info, and you can get your very first free Bitcoin wallet. It's encrypted, meaning you don't have to worry about blockchain themselves even having access to your Bitcoins. Go to blockchain.info. They've got all kinds of cool tools, and it's a really handy site. Plus, they've got Android and iPhone apps that make it really easy to send and receive Bitcoins. The whole mining thing, that's basically advanced Bitcoinery. Wallet, pretty simple stuff. Go to blockchain.info and get started there. And we'll come back with more Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. What does Rand Paul have to say about Bradley Manning? We'll tell you coming up.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether it's Bradley Manning or Bitcoin, we'll talk to you about anything. You can also join us on our Skype. Skype username there is lrn.fm. And loan payments, in case you didn't know, they're made up of principal and interest payments. From the first payment on, the amount you're paying towards principal increases and the amount going to interest decreases. So when you get loaded up with your standard 30-year home loan, your first payment, only 35% of that check is going to your principal. That's no good. If you change it up, you can go to a 20-year home loan, and then your first payment, 49.6% of it is going to your principal.
Almost 50.
Much better. And then 15-year loan, you can have 59% of it going to principal reduction right out the gate. So it really makes a difference what you know the parameters are of your mortgage up front. And it's important to talk to people that know what they're doing, and that's what the Mortgage Minute Guy is all about. MortgageMinuteGuy.com is where you can go to learn more and call them toll-free at 866-288-0088. That's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. There's a lot of a difference between cheap and inexpensive. That 30-year loan may be cheap, but it's not inexpensive over time. So 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. We started the show out talking about the Bradley Manning verdict, which is pretty much imminent. It's coming out tomorrow. Morning, 10 a.m. The U.S. federal government's U.S. attorneys or whoever it is, the military prosecutors, are looking to get 60 years out of this judge. The judge was asked by the defense for no more than 25, but the defense didn't make any specific recommendation. Many people are concerned about what that is going to turn into. I guess we'll find out more in a matter of just over a dozen hours from now. So if you've got comments that you want to share on that, you're welcome to do that. Rand Paul opened his mouth about Bradley Manning apparently yesterday, and he didn't say anything that was really worthy of celebrating. This guy, Rand Paul, some of us on this show have certainly been critical of him. Mark, who's not here tonight, is is kind of a bit of a cheerleader for Rand Paul, so I wish he were here to hear this news. Senator Rand Paul, according to DLMagazine.org, raised some eyebrows when he stated that he does not have a lot of sympathy in regards to the whistleblower Bradley Manning's verdict and several uprising statements, surprising statements concerning NSA leaker Edward Snowden at a Cato University event. Manning, of course, is facing a whole bunch of years in jail. Senator Paul reasoned that there need to be some laws that protect certain secrets and that Manning may put many lives at risk by releasing millions of pages willy-nilly, apparently, said Rand Paul. His main concern is that whistleblowers break laws in order to reveal state secrets. He said, quote, "There do have to be laws to protect some secrets. I think if you've got the, you know, the plans on how to make a nuclear bomb, that is a state secret. If you give that to the enemy, that is being treasonous," said the senator from Kentucky. He continued saying, quote, "Even if you reveal it, you just have to have laws against that. What Manning did was just willy-nilly, just released millions of pages of things, and I think some people have said there's potentially some harm from that." Oh, he thinks some people have said that there is potentially some harm from that.
Oh, well.
That's a long way. That statement.
60 years.
Is a long way away from, yes, there was direct harm caused, or even indirect harm caused by the release of these documents. Of course, I support full transparency anyway, so I don't care, you know, what happens as a result of the information being released. But if that's the point on which a lot of people are focusing is, well, you know, what kind of damage was done here? For this Rand Paul to make this statement, this roundabout statement of, I think some people have said there is potentially some harm from him releasing the documents. That's like saying, I'm beginning to think about starting a group to look at doing something. You know, like this kind of this politician speak where they just layer in a bunch of words and it almost makes it sound like they know what they're talking about. But he really doesn't know. He's essentially admitting he doesn't know. He's just heard some things about this guy. I mean, he's heard a few things about Bradley Manning. He's heard some people say that he might have released things that could have possibly have done some harm. So therefore, he doesn't have any sympathy for the guy, or very little. He says, I don't have a lot of sympathy, he says. Now, of course, sympathy is different from empathy. So it's important to point this out. A lot of people confuse the two terms. For Rand Paul to have sympathy for Bradley Manning means that he is sorry for Bradley Manning, or he feels sorry for Bradley Manning and what's happening to him. So what he's saying is he doesn't have a lot of sympathy. He doesn't really feel sorry for Bradley Manning and what's happening to him.
Uh-huh.
And that's different from empathizing, wherein one who is empathizing with another human being is one who puts oneself in the other person's shoes. So to empathize with Bradley Manning would be to say, wow, it would really suck to be in Bradley's position to have done something that he believes was the right thing to do and now to be punished for that. Boy, I could imagine being in that position, and that would really feel awful. That would be empathizing with Bradley Manning, which is better than sympathizizing. But even sympathy is better than not a lot of sympathy, and basically that's what Rand Paul is saying here. He doesn't even have a lot of sympathy. He has barely any sympathy for Bradley Manning.
Right, because Bradley Manning brought it on himself, according to Rand Paul.
Yep, and there need to be laws, he says.
And I have to say, as an aside, that I think it's fantastic that you're laying out that sympathy-empathy distinction on the air.
It's important.
2013 has kind of been the year of the word empathy here on
has
Free
it?
Talk Live. I feel like there's been a huge uptick in Ian Freeman's use of the word empathy this year.
Really? Well, that's interesting. I don't know why that would be. But yeah, I think empathy's a good thing.
Sometimes
More
I hear
people should have it.
Yes, agreed. Sometimes I feel like you have like a word that you want to master, and you start using it. Do you have some kind of vocabulary building?
No, not at all. I do have an app on my smartphone that I really don't look at very often.
Uh-huh.
The dictionary.com app. If you have an Android phone, you drop that in as a widget, it will turn into a word of the day. So you have a little word of the day thing on your home screens, or whatever you call them, the desktop.
That's cool.
So let me get back to his quote here. There's a little bit more to it. So he says, I think some people have said there's potentially some harm from that. You know, individual agents that could have been killed or put at risk from this. So there's a problem with that, he says. So I just can't support that. I mean, this guy isn't a libertarian. Like, can we just please put this right out there? For anybody that thinks Rand Paul is a libertarian, you need to listen to what the guy actually says. He has specifically said he's not a libertarian.
Uh-huh.
So that should be enough right there. But even if he did claim he was a libertarian, his actual words on issues make it pretty clear he's not a libertarian. I mean, this guy barely even supports marijuana reform, and I don't even know if he goes that far on marijuana reform.
Uh-huh.
He's weak. And I can't imagine why anybody who cares about freedom would want to spend their time promoting this guy.
Yeah. Once you let that statist camel get its nose under the tent, you're going to be up for any kind of state policy, I think. I feel like Rand Paul, I'm going to go ahead and just believe that he really believes the policies that he's espousing. But often I get the feeling that he's just cashing in on this libertarian sentiment that's rising in the country and the Republican Party.
Absolutely. I mean, he knows what's happened with his father, and he's basically a shallow echo of his father's principle. I mean,
he's very poetic.
He's sad. He's a sad, sad guy. I mean, it's a shame he couldn't really carry his dad's mantle.
He's a senator, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be a senator than a janitor, so what are you saying about me?
He says, Paul, or this story here, DLMagazine.org, says Paul made an effort to bring a distinction between the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning, who were both charged with leaking diplomatic documents, but asserted there needs to be justice when whistleblowers break the law. He goes on to say, quote, if you're doing something for a political purpose, you know, in fact, in some ways the Snowden case is a little bit different, but even with the Snowden case, I still think you have to have laws against what he did. So he did break the law. I mean, this guy's willing to put anybody in jail. Ed Snowden, Bradley Manning, Rand Paul wants you in jail. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, or prison, rather. You can take control, share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free. 855-450-FREE. You may bring up anything that you like. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Still to come, Johnny Ray's got another game of the week. I don't know what it is. We'll find out more about that a little bit later on. Plus, also, public toilet fines. Johnny Ray's going to tell us more about that later on. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Oklahoma City, we go to Brian. You're on the air on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian. You're on with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Hey, guys. You were talking about empathy, and I was thinking about pathogens like psilocybin and, you know, how it has cured or healed, like, post-traumatic stress and, you know, what was the other thing, the drug addiction. And just, like, one dose or, like, just a few doses, you know? Have you heard of it?
Is psilocybin considered an empathogen or an entheogen?
Not sure.
Either way, you're absolutely right. Psychedelic mushrooms, by the way, is the typical delivery method for psilocybin. And, yes, there have been some amazing initial studies, at least one that I know of, about psilocybin-containing mushrooms and people with PTSD and having dramatic reductions in PTSD symptoms after one dose of psychedelic mushrooms.
Sounds like Rand could use some of that.
Yeah, I think a lot of conservatives and other folks who want to use the force of government on others could absolutely stand to use a good psychedelic trip.
Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, I got this idea in my head from one of the podcasters of trying to have empathy for cops, and it's a challenge. But I was watching the movie Madagascar, and I was watching Alex the Lion look at all of the people like they were steak, and like that's like what a cop thinks. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's me having empathy for a cop, you know. But then in the movie, Alex had the internal struggle, you know, of, you know, not being, you know, a cop, basically, you know.
I don't know what you're saying there, Johnny Ray.
I was just going to ask Brian to repeat that.
Oh, have you guys seen that movie Madagascar with the penguins and the?
No, I haven't seen that. It's a kids movie, right?
Yes, I recommend it. It has like a lot of libertarian principles, you know.
Oh, cool.
I think you'd like it.
So, can you maybe rephrase the statement so we can follow it better?
Well, the lion broke out of the zoo and he got free, and the people were feeding him steak, and then when he ran out of steak, you know, he wanted to eat his friends. And he had this struggle of, you know, finding out that he eats his friends. He didn't even know, you know, and then he was having these nightmares of everyone look like these cartoon steaks running around, mm-hmm. like all of his friends. And I was thinking, like, that's kind of like how a cop is. Like, he sees us as food, you know?
Well, I don't know if you can put all cops in one category. I don't think that's really fair. I mean, there are rogue cops who might be more likely to be that way. I think some cops, you know, they try to feel like they're fair with their jobs, and they aren't necessarily targeting you.
Government people in general, like, wear their food, not just cops.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, that much is true. I mean, it's certainly true that our efforts at a workplace, the taxes that are taken out of paychecks are used to literally feed government bureaucrats. It's certainly
especially,
true that...
Especially the government people that are involved in the courts and the prisons and, you know, the judges and, you know, especially those people. You know, the teachers and stuff to a minor extent, but...
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the people running the courtrooms really have to turn off their empathy. I mean, in order to do their job, in order to go home and sleep soundly at night, I don't see how they could possibly empathize with the people that are just paraded through there on a daily basis. All of the innocent people who've never harmed anyone, having money extracted from them, making the poor people even poorer, because it's very rare that you'll see rich people in a courtroom because they can afford to hire attorneys and things like that. So these folks going to these arraignments and getting fined are usually very poor people. So the people that are doing that kind of work for the government, you're right, they absolutely have to remove their empathy. I mean, I'm sure they had it at one point, but that's why whenever I see a young lady working at a court, I always feel sorry for her because I know she's going to end up looking like the shriveled old hags that are working there after another 30 or 40 years.
Oh man, there's a new prosecutor coming into the Keene District Court.
Really?
Yeah, she is smoking hot. She's the cutest
serious?
Thing I've seen, and she's adorable.
When did this happen?
I saw her yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to hear that for her. Because you know she's not going to be that way in another 40 years. You know, she continues in 30 years or whatever into her 50s or 60s. When she finally retires, she's going to be a hunchback old grizzled lady.
Yeah, or, I mean, she could be a beautiful, cold thing.
That's certainly possible. Brian, what else did you want to share? Anything else on your mind tonight?
How well do you do with the whole cop empathy challenge?
Well, I feel like I'm definitely more in touch with the police today than I would have been maybe when I lived in Florida. I mean, I can't really empathize with the desire to put somebody in a cage who's never harmed anybody else. That I can't really understand what that's like. But I can empathize with them in other areas. You know, I understand that they have a job, they have families, they feel like they've got to get a paycheck to feed their families, and this is the way they do it. I can empathize with fear, yeah. The fear that they have of crossing, a superior and their orders that they might be giving out, of the fear of saying no to a bad order or to the chief of police telling them they have to enforce certain laws that they disagree with. I can feel, empathize with whatever frustration they might feel there. So, I think that I can definitely empathize more with the police. And I think part of the reason for that is because I'm no longer living in Florida. I moved to New Hampshire in 2006 as part of the Free State Project, as you did, Johnny Ray,
yep.
In, 2008, I think it was?
Right.
And when you're here, I don't know how many police there are in Oklahoma City, Brian, but I imagine there's quite a few.
I see them everywhere. It's like they're feeding off of us. They're, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that can make it really difficult when the police are this sort of this mass, and they're just, like you're saying, they're everywhere, and everywhere you look, there's a cop on the street corner, there's a cop in a car, and they're behind you on the roads, and they're shooting you with radar, and they're just all over the place. It changes when you're in New Hampshire because they're not as all over the place here. You can drive from Keene to Concord, which is an hour-long drive, and most of the time you can see no cops on the roads between there both of those cities. When you're in the city, you're more likely to see a cop just because there's a greater concentration of them there. But even so, the comparison between how many police I saw when I went down to Florida for a visit last year or earlier this year was striking between how many were here in New Hampshire and down there. And so because there are so few of the police, And because the New Hampshire is so small, we just had some folks here visiting from Oklahoma. Literally,
yeah, I heard about
that. They left this afternoon, living in your area, I think the Mustang area. And
oh, cool! I hope they're Bitcoiners.
I you know, we didn't get into that conversation, but they're definitely listeners of the show, so I'm sure they're aware of Bitcoin, and they're planning on making a move up here to New Hampshire probably in about within 5 years. And I don't know where I was going with that. I guess I was telling you that people were here from Oklahoma. Oh, right. So concentration. So there's a fairly low amount of police, and there are probably as many activists in the area as there are police now at this point in most of the urban areas of New Hampshire. But even still, in Keene, you've got 40 uniformed officers. In Manchester, the big city, you've got about 200 uniformed officers. That's still, even in Manchester, an amount where you could still know who most of them are. You know, you're going to see the same ones over and over again. If you're an activist kind of out and about and you're visible, and, you know, if you're out doing cop blocking, for instance, you're going to get to know who these people are. Go ahead.
I'm sold on the free state. I mean, I want to go. I'm trying to make it happen. But, you know, on School Sucks, they had a guest who had an entire website dedicated to empathy.
Do you recall what the site was?
Well, empathy was in the name. But okay. If you search, like, School Sucks and empathy, find it just a couple weeks ago. And
well, thank you for that, Brian. Cool. I appreciate the call, and thanks for making it tonight.
And I got two things I wanted to add to our conversation about the police. One thing is, when, you know, how do we deal with the police, and do we have empathy for them? You and I'm going to speak for you here for a second.
All right. I'll correct you if you're wrong.
We like to treat people as individuals and not members of a block. And so, to pursuant to that, we consider that we don't know everything about these people, and we're not perfect, and they're not going to be perfect. And also,
I want to come back on the topic here in moments, because I think this is really important. A lot of people are really afraid of the police, and for good reason. But for me, that changed when I moved to New Hampshire, and being able to connect with these people on a human-to-human basis, I think, is very helpful. And I think that's one of the things that can happen here in New Hampshire. Hour 2 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.